Hello everyone, this is Giovanni, and I'm back with another podcast today. Today we're going to talk about something that has come up recently, and that I was thinking about covering, but unfortunately I just haven't gotten around to it. But Skype has recently released version 6 of their Skype client for Windows, and they have redesigned how you add and edit your how you add contacts and edit your profile. 6.1 was one of the features that was really troublesome because you really couldn't do it even using the mouse commands. At least with JAWS, you weren't able to use, you know, even with the JAWS cursor, I wasn't able to edit my profile. However, in version 6.2 of Skype, they have made some adjustments to how this is done, and it's a little more accessible and a little easier to navigate. So I'm going to just demonstrate this in JAWS because I use JAWS and there are scripts for Skype for JAWS at http://www.dlee.org/Skype. Doug Lee has done a fantastic job with these scripts, so hats off to him. So we are going to take a look at doing this using JAWS. Now I don't know if this will work with NVDA, WindowEyes, or System Access or whatever screen reader you're using. But I'm going to just letting you know I will be doing this using JAWS and the JAWS scripts. Apologize for that. My Twitter is on. I just muted it. But yeah, I'm going to be doing this using JAWS and the latest revision of the scripts, of the Skype scripts, which is revision 731, I believe. And for the best results to do this, if you're using JAWS, is to make sure you have the latest version of the scripts, because this will, you know, Doug has added some field names, descriptions to the, as we're going through, the fields will be named properly and JAWS will see them properly. So enough of me talking. Let's go ahead and demonstrate adding contacts and editing profile in version Skype 6.2 for Windows. I'm going to go to my Skype window here.
Skype 3.
And I'm in the Skype window. And I'm going to go ahead and go through my profile, because this is one of the things that's changed a little bit. Unfortunately, there's a little trick to edit your profile. So let's go ahead and press the Alt key to go to the menu bar. And then we're going to go down.
Menu, Skype menu, online status, sub menu.
We're going to go down arrow.
Profile, sub menu.
We're going to go to the right.
Change your picture. Change sounds. Edit your profile.
Edit your profile.
Menu bar, leaving menus. Conversation list box, all 3 of 51. Profile.
And now, what happens is the profile editor comes up, and if I start tabbing around, there's nothing. So in order for us to be able to edit your profile, is I'm going to root JAWS to PC.
JAWS to PC.
And I'm going to just go to the top, and
top profile, Skype trademark GB Giovanni. Accounts GB100 managed. Mood enter mood message. Mobile phone at mood map at Giovanni. Skype trademark Giovanni.
And the best thing to do is to click on your name. Do a left click on your name.
Left click. PC.
Oh, well, maybe not.
JAWS to PC. Manage account. Premium account. Upgrade and unlock. Print. Show full profile. Contacts. Change picture. Office phone. Add number. Home phone. Add number. Contact. Mobile phone. Add number. Contacts. Mood enter mood message.
Let's just click on. You have the trick is to click to. You have to do a mouse click. A left click on a field. So once you left click on the first field, then you're able to tab around. Let's do
left click, unknown field, unknown field, PC.
Now let's tab.
Visibility, contacts, change picture link, bullet, no long-term commitments link, hotspots link, add Skype, bullet group video calls link at premium, manage your account online, manage your account, bullet group, hotspots link, add, bullet, no long-term, change picture link, visibility, contacts, but, Giovanni link, unknown field, GP100, move message, enter move message.
And as you notice, as soon as I left click on one of the fields, then I turned my PC cursor back on, and I'm able to tab around. So
GP, move message, enter, move message.
I'm gonna enter on this.
Edit.
And then it brings up an edit box where you can type away as a mood message. I'm gonna hit escape because I'm not gonna change
it. Mood message, enter, mood message. Mood message, enter, mood message, link, enter, mobile phone, link, add number. Home phone, link, add number.
And of course, you'll see that you have all these links when you can add and change your information.
Office phone, link, add number.
But again, this is one of the things that Skype has, I hope that this can get addressed, but once you redraws to PC, and then you left-click on one of the fields, then you can turn your PC cursor back on and tab around, and you'll see all the fields, just as you have previously before. So it's that simple. You go to the Skype menu, there's a profile submenu, then you go there, and then you hit edit your profile, and then you go in, and then it opens up the profile editor, you redraws to PC, and then you left-clicked on one of the fields, which is what I did. And then once you left-click on, for example, mood message, it's going to finally allow us to tab around. This is something that has, at least in my case, is how you have to do this. There may be a case where you won't have to redraw to PC and left-click. And that's great. But just know that if you aren't able to tab around when you edit your profile, just redraws to PC, left-click on the first field, and you will be good to go. So that's that. Editing your profile. And now I'm going to close this out. And I'm going to go ahead and add a contact. Adding a contact has changed quite a bit. You used to have to do it through the Skype home area. That is no longer the case. They have completely redesigned this, and it's a much more simple interface of adding a contact. So let's go ahead and add a contact here. So I'm in the main window.
Chris Rudin, Giovanni, offline button, home button, call phones button, create a group button, add contact button.
And there's an add contact button, and I'm going to space on this.
Name, Skype name, or email edit.
Name, Skype name, or email. So it brings up an edit box where you can type away your Skype name that you want to add. Now I'm going to just type in, I have another Skype account that I don't use, but it's still up. But for the purposes of this demonstration, I'm going to just add myself. So let's see.
GP123GTO.
Okay, now as soon as you type your Skype ID or email, you should have results that you can tab to. Let's tab.
Delete button, close button, GP123GO, Chicago, IL, United States.
And you'll see that there's a link that shows the Skype name and the location. So I'm going to press enter on this.
GP123GO, GP123GO, edit.
And it brings up the your standard chat area where you can type a chat. And do other various things. It brings up the conversation window for the contact you clicked on. But if you start tabbing around,
choose emotic, via Skype, video, call phone, more call, add participants, check setting, add to contacts button.
And there's the add to contacts button, so we're going to space on that. And then
Skype settings, send edit IGP123, emote field, send button.
Now, and then it brings up the,
send edit IGP123GO, I'd like to add you as a contact, Giovanni.
It brings up the edit field where you can type your send request, and then tab over to the send button.
Send button, no field, send button.
What I've noticed here is that it's a little bit, sometimes it doesn't respond, so it's kind of shift tab and tab away.
Send edit IGP.
Yeah.
Send edit IGP, no field, send button.
Yeah, tabbing around is a little sluggy, but if you just play around with it, like shift tab and tab back, you know, you should be able to find the send button. So this is how you add contacts and edit your profile on Skype version 6.2. I hope this was useful to some, and I hope you enjoy this, and we'll look forward to your comments. Please, those. I will be uploading this to Blind Geek Zone. Please comment, and I will be more than happy to read the comments and see what you have posted. Thank you very much and comment away, and I look forward to hearing what you guys think. If something is not clear, please feel free to comment on this post. Thank you very much, and you all have a wonderful day.